Well, one person especially hard hit by dying grass this summer was dairy farmer Eric Neal, who runs his operation on a farm in Cass County. He's taking a few minutes this morning to join us for an update. And Eric, how are you? Nice to have you again.
I'm good, Steve. Good morning.
The last time we spoke, you were sitting on a hay bale on your property. Where are you this morning?
I'm standing out in the green grass amongst my cows.
Yeah?
And it is beautiful. It's verdant green stuff growing. It's like spring.
Man, so it's all bouncing back.
Yes, it is. Really quickly, yes.
Hey, I was going to say, how quickly did your pastures recover once the rains came, Eric?
We started on our warm season grass about a week after Isaac came through. I might have been a little quick. Well, I had some saved back, so that was about right.
When you say you started on it, what do you mean exactly?
Well, we graze our cows. Instead of feeding them stored feed, we make them eat it off the stump, so to speak. And there hasn't been anything on the stump all summer. Hmm. We've been feeding hay, stored feed, imported feed, and that rain brought our warm season grass out. And we started eating it. And when I say we, the herd, the cattle herd.
Yeah. Did you have to reduce your herd at all, or did you manage to keep it intact?
We've kept it intact. A lot of discussion about that this summer.
I was going to say, how big a challenge was that?
I can't pinpoint what allowed us to do that. A number of small miracles got us through it.
Mm.
We could kind of see what was on the other side of this. You know, hopefully we did hope that it would start raining again or we're all in trouble. And the other side is a diminished cow herd and a lower supply of milk. So
mm-hmm.
so it would warrant keeping all we could.
And the temptation for farmers was what, to reduce herds? Why exactly, Eric, so I understand that?
Yeah, less cows, less you have to feed.
Mm-hmm.
And this summer, at least for this farm, we were going backwards. It was costing us money to milk every day, and that's no way to do business.
You know, you could be feeling the effects of this summer for a while, I imagine, at least according to your banker. What did he tell you?
Well, that a drought or a natural disaster like this will set a farmer back for 7 years. He'll feel the pinch for 7 years, take 7 years to recover.
Wow.
That's an average. You know, that came from a banker that just looks at the numbers. I don't know how you quantify that.
Mm-hmm. Does that make sense to you? I mean, do you think you've been set back that far yourself?
Well, really, it's never recoverable. Since we're all really renting here anyway,
mm-hmm.
I would say just getting through it and surviving to farm again or live again is probably all we really need.
Hmm. We're visiting with dairy farmer Eric Neal. How does the drought affect your ability to get through the winter?
Yeah, being able to store feed.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key. And for us, you know, since we don't store feed in the summer, being able to afford imported hay and that takes a toll. Certainly.
So you simply weren't able to store away anything this year, it sounds like, given the drought.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And now, as in a normal practice, we were able to buy or do regular crops on shares. We did a substantial amount of corn and soybeans that were not going to make seed, so the farmers opted to roll them up and make cattle feed out of them.
Hmm.
That's one of those small miracles I was talking about.
Hmm. Well, I understand your cows this morning weren't happy with you. What happened, Eric?
Well, I opened up a bag of corn silage, and we make baleage out of this corn. We didn't chop it. We just rolled it up. And, you know, it's green and pretty, and they're used to eating Sudan grass, which is really tasty. And I thought we'd get started on the baleage just to check out the machinery and how it all worked. And no, they didn't think that was a good alternative at all.
They didn't want to go back to that stuff, eh?
I'm literally out here walking around with them trying to figure out what parts of it they're eating and what parts they aren't. The part they're eating is the green grass right next door to it. So
your point is once they get started in the green grass, they don't want to go back to the other stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, it's always a pleasure to visit with you, Eric. Thanks for taking a few minutes. I appreciate it.
You bet, my pleasure.
That's Cass County dairy farmer Eric Neal.